ABC correspondent Norman Hammond is monitoring the situation in Iran from Jerusalem. Norman, the last time there were protests, the Iranian government responded with brutal force. If this situation continues, are we likely to see more violence?
Well, that's really the key question, Kim. In recent days, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, struck a surprisingly conciliatory tone in response to the protests. In recent days, he said that the protesters did have a right to air their grievances, but they shouldn't turn to violence. Now, of course, that has a lot of people wondering behind the scenes whether there is a debate over how to respond between the president and, of course, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the Islamic Revolutionary Republican Guard. They, of course, are the forces who would be expected to lead any severe crackdown. Despite the death tolls we're seeing from Iran, believe it or not, this is not the result of a real serious clampdown like Iran saw in 1999 and 2009 in previous protests. That has not really come yet. The videos that are coming out that are verified show somewhat restrained police responses on the streets in terms of tear gas. They're not clearly opening fire all over the country, but that death toll is mounting. So if the hardliners do win out, there may be indeed a more severe response. And I think that grows more and more likely the longer these protests continue.
The US President Donald Trump has again been tweeting his support for the protesters. How's this been taken in Iran?
Well, there's really two important points to make on this. The first is, I was speaking with an Iranian American analyst who watches the country closely yesterday, and she pointed out that support from Donald Trump may not be of real assistance for anyone who wants to establish a protest movement, if you will, because a lot of older Iranians, those who may not be on the streets, will regard anything the U.S. president says with a great deal of suspicion, because they see him as the U.S., rather, as spending decades in trying to economically isolate and punish Iran. The second point that's interesting to highlight is you can see how geopolitically this is starting to break in terms of which countries are supporting Iran. Interestingly, the Russian Foreign Ministry was quoted in the RIA news agency in Russia as saying that they thought foreign elements were responsible for destabilizing Iran, and they called it unhelpful. Turkey had a sort of similar response. Now, of course, Iran and Russia are the two biggest allies of the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad. So Russia has a real stake in making sure that Iran remains stable. And of course, all of this is taking place against the backdrop of this so-called competition between the Shia Crescent and Sunni countries led by Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. And that, of course, not only playing out in Syria, but also in the economic blockade we've seen over the last half year against Qatar, which has been blockaded because it's the countries that lead that blockade say it's much too close to Iran.
Correspondent Norman Hammond in Jerusalem.